Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily lives, in our personal life, in our political life, in our spiritual life. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, and I'm speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana. And I'll be joined by my New York compatriots in a bit, I believe. Tonight is our first show of 2021. We're out of the woods from the last one, but we're still dealing with the cleanup from last year, astrologically. We felt that new era begin mid-December when Jupiter and Saturn left Capricorn and entered Aquarius and began a new cycle when they conjunct on December 21st, on the winter solstice. They enter Aquarius in the next few weeks. Many planets will also enter Aquarius. I see Mark Woltz on the line. Hi, Mark. Are you there?
Yes. Hello. How are you?
Wonderful. And how are you doing tonight?
Doing well. We're not having winter yet, but we have one.
Yeah. We're in the
You've
midst of
getting...
a long thaw here, too.
Yeah.
But we're just talking about how the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction began that new era. But as long as Pluto is still in Capricorn, even though we're moving into Aquarius, we're going to go back and deal with those Capricornian issues regularly. This week,
right.
Mercury conjuncts Pluto. The Sun conjuncts Pluto next week. And on the morning of the 6th, Mars leaves Aries, where it's been for over 6 months, and enters Taurus and approaches a conjunction to Uranus as Mercury enters Aquarius, conjuncts Saturn, and squares those two. So it's going to be we're not over the contentiousness.
Yeah, that's
right.
That's very intense.
All those power struggles. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
The way the Mercury conjuncting Pluto and Capricorn came
mm-hmm.
with this conversation that Donald Trump had with the Secretary of State
wasn't
of
that?
Georgia.
mm-hmm.
That was a good representation.
And he sounded like an incoherent mafia don while he was doing it, too.
Yeah.
There was real coercion there. It was that Mercury Pluto obsession, rather than the high note of Saturn and of Capricorn is responsibility, and the low note is control, controlling
right.
others. But the high note is who can really be responsible, who cares for the people underneath them, who does the work, who really puts their responsibilities ahead. And I think that's kind of set out in sharp contrast here.
Also with the Capricorn energy, it sets up an abuse of power.
Yes. That's the shadow side of that Capricorn.
Yeah.
And we had saw that.
We'll see where
that
goes.
Intensity. Mm-hmm. I remember one Capricorn describing the power to me of it and said, the difference with the positive Capricorn and the dangerous Capricorn is honor. Honor is the lifeblood to Capricorn. If they have honor and a sense of honor and a philosophical, compassion with that sense of honor, then they can use that, all that driving force of Capricorn and the competence and the search for empowerment versus power over beautifully. If you don't have that sense of that higher note, that sense of honor, that sense of purpose, and what was it? Somebody posted a quote from Lao Tzu today, said, the enemy is one who will burn his country to a ground so he can rule over the ashes. And that's from medieval China.
Wow.
And that's,
you know, that one's been around for a while.
That one's been around for a while. But isn't that
modern day interpretation?
Yeah.
You know.
And that's the kind of that would be, I would say, you know, what's the shadow side of Capricorn? That's the shadow side of Capricorn.
Yeah.
Mhm. And I always think of Martin Luther King's "I Have a Dream" speech as the lighthouse version of Capricorn.
Yeah.
It's like, do you have a vision, a goal to aim towards, or are you just exercising power? And someone wants.
Yeah, and it's a matter of remembering whose power it is. It's not yours
right.
Personally. It's been vested in you by the people that you say you rule.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
one, I remember one description of the difference between white magic and black magic is, you know, or dark magic is, dark magic is, you know, using whatever tools you have for personal gain. And the other one is using what tools you have for the collective good,
yeah.
And how tricky that is. Now, we may see the shadow side of Aquarius as well coming in, because the gift of Aquarius is everybody working together and in a circle, you know, as a team, making things happen for the collective good. The shadow side is overriding actual real feelings and suppressing the creativity of the individual for the sake of a group mind set. And so
yes.
That's, I think, going to be our next challenge when Pluto goes into Aquarius in 2024.
Yeah.
But
that will be a new test.
That will be a new test. And at the moment, we still have Venus and Mars. They're going to be running trine for a while now. Right now, they're both in fire signs. Mars heads into Taurus on Thursday, and then
yeah.
Venus heads into Capricorn on Friday. So they're going to stay trine for a while, but they're switching from two fire signs to two earth signs. That's going to change the temper of our feelings. What do you think that's
yeah.
going to do, Mark?
Well, there's a much lighter and sort of easygoing, freewheeling sense when they're in the fire sign. But as they move
mm-hmm.
into earth signs, it gets heavy, really heavy. And it's not their favorite place. Venus is not that happy in Capricorn. She would be all right in Taurus.
Mm-hmm.
But Mars is
mm-hmm.
not Taurus. She's got Capricorn.
Yeah, they're in the signs that they're in the signs that the other one is happy in.
Right. So there's going to be kind of I think a feeling of being stuck in the mud.
I'm hoping that it can also mean that people express that, you know, we want to see feelings not by temper tantrums with everything in Aries, and I mean with Mars and Aries and Venus and Sagittarius with emotional volatility. But one note can be slowing down and stuck in the mud. Another note might be, I want to see what you do, not I don't want to hear about it. Like,
yeah,
show me the money. Right.
Yeah.
If you love me, clean the house and make dinner. You know, if you love me, help me with what I need help with.
And then the mud won't.
And that, right. Then we can move slowly and steadily through that. But
right.
You're right. Venus
right.
is not particularly happy in Capricorn. And Mars is moving from a Mars-ruled sign to a Venus-ruled sign where he's not particularly strong. But after these last 6 months of Mars so strong in Aries, I'm kind of happy that he's going to be losing a little oomph.
Yeah, I don't mind. Go down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So today with that phone call, we had Mercury conjunct Pluto in Capricorn. Then on Friday, on the 8th, that's when Mercury enters Aquarius, Venus enters Capricorn, Neptune sextiles the Sun, and Mercury squares Mars. So I think it's going to get a little edgy. The moon will be in Scorpio on Thursday and Friday. And we can feel that edge shifting as, as Mercury squares Mars. I think if the politics, it's a really opinionated time for debate on Friday as Mercury squares Mars. On Saturday, the moon heads into Sagittarius. Venus trines Mars, both in Earth signs, and it can be a little bit more upbeat, a chance to kind of come back to ourselves. Mercury will be conjunct Saturn then, and then it semi-squares Neptune the following day. Mercury is making one aspect after. It's just ringing off the whole bell this week. Yeah, and I often find Mercury conjunct Saturn can be a little heavy and depressing on one side, but incredibly competent on the other. What do you think of that Mercury-Saturn conjunction?
Yeah, because with Mercury-Saturn conjunct, there's a responsibility that comes in, and Mercury gets us to communicate, but when it's combined with Saturn, we have to do it responsibly. Which is not a bad thing at this point.
And I see that, and so it's going to be interesting to watch the debates that come through and continue on. All of this, this is the week that they're making the decisions in Congress and around the Electoral College and accepting the vote, not accepting the vote, and all the machinations that are going on around there. And what a mess that is. Very much the opinionated use of these aspects. And you'd think that having the counts hand-totaled twice would have dropped the subject, but it's continuing and it will continue because it's, I think, part of the shadow of this decade of Neptune in Pisces. On a good day, Neptune in Pisces is really asking all of us to, take the high note and find vision and be spiritual. It's also this Neptune, we're seeing very literally that there are no boundaries between countries when it comes to microbes. And that we are in all this together. And if we don't help the whole world, it always affects the individual finances and the individual, the economies and the health of the whole world. We're too connected nowadays. We're too Neptune and Pisces to, their boundaries are sort of an illusion between countries. But it's also, once you step out of the familiar. I see it really, astrology is doing well. A lot of spiritual practices are doing well. But once you step out of the logic and step into what could be, some people can really get lost in the rabbit hole of conspiracy theory. And, it's interesting, while Saturn is back in a sign, Saturn rules Capricorn, but it also rules Aquarius. And I think of Saturn in Aquarius as more science-oriented, like I want to know the facts and I want to develop a theory based on the facts, but it's from the facts, that we find some way of checking on the facts.
Yeah, and Aquarius is also really sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
It builds on consensus rather than power.
And we'll see if we can bring that back and see if that can return some level-headedness to the process. In a couple of years, Saturn will, you know, in 2.5 years, Saturn goes into Aquarius, and 3.5 years to 4 years, it's going to conjunct Neptune again and have its own issues. But it will be, and how do we help with, you know, Neptune goes from another, you know, bunch of years in Pisces, and then it heads into Aries. And that's sort of the belief, it's a chance to start over again, but it can be a pretty feisty time. So it will be interesting to see where we can take it from here. I'm just really hoping everybody sort of stays involved with their politics, you know, keeps those, you know, the numbers of your senators and congresspeople on speed dial, and speak up. You know, one of the things the last 4 years, many people have spoken of frustration is that they've called their senators and they've called the White House and they felt like it falls on deaf ears. It was going nowhere. There was no response to the voice of the people. And that's, you know, usually you at least get a form letter back. And there was no effort to respond to the voice of the people, what people wanted and what made them upset. It was just, this is what we're doing. You know, you're either with us or you're against us. And I'm hoping that begins to shift with Saturn and Jupiter in Aquarius, and that people's voice and opinions, we can find some good way of helping steer our country in a good way and taking responsibility for it, asking what we can do for our country as well as what our country can do for us, et cetera. And so I just ask that people think about that. In the next few weeks, there's, you know, the clutch is in and a lot of change is happening. We're in the green room between acts politically. And we can feel the new one coming in. The sun is throwing off some major solar flares this week. So there's two coronal mass ejections heading our way, not enormous ones, but they're coming this way, which will give us great aurora borealis.
Yeah.
But, it won't be so
also some,
easy.
Some shifts.
So let's take a call or two here.
Good.
And hello, area code 650-815. You're on the air. How can we help?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Patty.
Hi, Patty. When were you born?
I was born on December 2nd, 1990.
And what time?
12:41 p.m.
And where?
Princeton, New Jersey.
And did you have a question for us tonight?
Yes. I was wondering if the chart shows anything regarding like a formal commitment of marriage or something happening anytime soon.
Are you kind of hoping for that, or is it,
yes,
is there the possibilities lurking in the
Yes,
right.
There's a possibility.
Oh, good.
I'm just wondering if it'll happen
wondering
or not.
That,
you never know. Yeah.
Yeah. I see that you were born, you're a Sagittarius, Venus in Sagittarius, with Mercury, Uranus, and Neptune in Capricorn, Pisces rising, Neptune has just come into your first house, and with a moon in Gemini at the bottom of the chart. So at the moment, Venus and your, by progression, your Venus and Saturn are exactly conjunct. And if that isn't a sign for commitment, I don't know what is. So you're feeling like making a commitment. You've already made one in your heart.
Right.
Pluto just finished getting, Pluto was sitting right on your Saturn. So you've had some real challenges, or the person that you're with has been through some real challenges in the last year that has woken you both up and made you think, you know, what really matters, what's important to us, and may have sped up this process. Does that make sense?
You know, the funny, It does. It's just kind of weird that things have taken a turn. Like this guy was really interested in me, and all of a sudden it's just like it's gotten cold, and I don't know.
Do you have his birth information? You're so ready.
Yes, I'm ready.
And do you know when he was born?
I don't know the time or.
Okay.
Actually, never even.
You know the day and year. Okay.
I believe it's yeah.
So
I'd
say it looks good. Did he? Mm-hmm. Did he recently go through a difficulty?
Yes. He got divorced. I think it was last year. Yeah.
Mhm.
Mhm. It was last year that it became final.
Good. Because it may be that he's still detoxing from it and not, like, you're so ready. Have you been married before?
No.
So he's, you know, you're on a slightly different timing pattern.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're ready to settle down, and he's just sort of taking a deep breath. Your progressed moon
ready.
Is
it seemed
back.
Like, yeah, just it's just
right.
weird.
I know. I think there's so much swirling around at the moment. I would say as Venus and Mars keep their trine up all week, but head into Taurus, there's a very good chance that within this month you may see a difference. So my suggestion would be to not impinge on him, not importune, but just love him. Let him know you're there. Give him a little bit of a leash, but say, this is what I want. I want us to be in this relationship, and I know you may need to take a deep breath right now. You know, don't let him go too far. But I feel like if he doesn't feel like the barn door is closing and he feels like you really care about him, he's ready to step into a good place with you. What do you see, Mark?
Yeah, you have a little time for you to hesitate in some romantic.
We can't hear Mark. He's very soft.
Sorry, is that better? Okay.
That's better.
Yeah, that's better.
You have a tendency to hesitate at a certain moment in a relationship, and he may have sensed that. The hesitancy on your part is not a lack of commitment. It's just wanting to get it right. And so be careful within yourself that you don't try too hard to get it right and it slows you down. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Because he can misinterpret that slowdown. Whereas for you, the slowdown, even if it's just a half a step, but it's just to make sure your step is sure.
Right. Okay.
And so, yeah, again, the aspects look really good for you right now. A lot of your insecurity, and normally it looks like you're the one that tends to pull away and hate to feel trapped. But this time, you know, part of it is that, you know, by him pulling away, you see that you really care and you this is something important to you. It really looks good for the,
it is a good
for the
moment
chart
for
in the long run.
It's a good moment
for
you to be able to be sure. You've slowed down for that half step. Now go ahead.
So this month it's good, and will it follow into next month as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
I would say that over the next 5 months, while your progressed moon is in Cancer, if by any chance in 5 months this guy hasn't woken up, your progressed moon goes into Leo and you're like, bye-bye, I'm going off to the party. At the moment, he is gonna, like, he should know this is kind of a short window. You are so ready to settle down. You know, if he doesn't make it safe for you to be this open-hearted, you won't stay that open-hearted for long. But right now, it's really good. This month, it's good next month. notice that when the politics begin to calm down a little bit, so will all of our emotional lives.
Mm-hmm.
So look towards the end of the, there's a new beginning. Like people, everybody's doubts are up and running at the moment. But after the inauguration, after that Mars-Uranus conjunction on the 21st, this restlessness begins to calm down and people can see where they're going.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you. That's encouraging.
You're welcome.
Thank you so
good
much.
Good luck.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Thank
okay,
you.
Yes, happy
you too.
New Year.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We'll take one more.
Yeah.
Hello, area code 631-419. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, Heather. Hi, Mark. It's Debbie.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How are you doing? We haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, I'm just taking medication over here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My information is June 29th, 1959.
Mm-hmm.
11:10. P.M.
Mm-hmm.
In Queens, New York.
And what's your question tonight, Debbie?
All right. Well, you guys know what I'm going through health-wise.
We do, but the audience doesn't. So
okay.
You know, if so, ask us a question that.
I was diagnosed with hyperthyroidism, Graves' disease.
Hmm.
I've been on the medication.
So
I'm asking about my health.
And, and how is
I
that
went
doing? How is the medicine?
I mean, I'm not feeling anything. I went for blood work again yesterday. And, but I haven't been feeling good lately. I've been feeling very lightheaded every day, nauseous every day. So I wanted to know if anything was going
so
on with the health.
It looks like your Uranus has been on, you know, we know that Uranus has been on your moon, and your moon is in Taurus, and Taurus rules the throat and the thyroid gland.
Mm-hmm.
Mars is going to be conjuncted over the next couple of days, so you may be feeling an inflammation of this, a temporary inflammation of this. But once Mars gets past that degree, at the moment, there's a lot of activity. Jupiter and Saturn just finished squaring your moon. But they've been squaring your moon all week, but they're past that. They're 1 degree past that.
Okay.
So they're gonna, you might find that you have a little bit more room to breathe, a little bit more sense of, you know, there's still changes, there's still inflammation for this. We're working on, you know, you were born during a Mars-Uranus conjunction, and or right after one, and Mars and Uranus are coming to conjunct in a few weeks, but they'll be past your moon and before your Mars. So I think you're kind of feeling it bothering you around the edges, but I think you'll be okay. Saturn is opposing your Mercury. So you're worried a lot, and I just say, you know, this is a good time to stay in touch with the doctors. I know it takes a while when they put you on thyroid medicine to help your body adjust and for them to adjust the medicines. So stay deeply in contact with them. Okay?
Well, I've been gaining weight back.
Good.
I've been eating really badly. Like you would smack me if you were here, and so how I'm eating.
Right.
Who's in charge of the eating?
Mm-hmm.
Me.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's stress eating.
Okay.
When I go to all my sugar and it's just really bad.
And that.
I went to get my.
So you know what you have. You have. You can work with the doctors. We're almost out of time, so I'm going to run with this. Just you can work with the doctors, and you can do everything that's in your hands to help keep your system a little bit more even than it has been.
But do you
see
the thyroid clearing up?
No.
Regulating.
I see it being something, I see it regulating, and I see you taking some time to do it. But it's going to go through some changes. It's important that you stay on it and keep fine-tuning it. Right, Mark? Or what do you say, Mark?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, you know, look at the program, commit to the program, and follow through.
Because they're looking to start
and
lowering
good luck,
the medication.
We're off the air now, and I want to say goodbye to everybody, and I hope you have the best week possible. And like Debbie, we're always fine-tuning our changes. Let's keep stepping in a good direction. Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.